Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Talking About You with Estra, live on Blog Talk Radio, this September 15th, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. I'm Estra, your host. Welcome and thank you for joining in again for our 15th show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and faith and or courage. Sometimes what's inside us, such as faith and or courage or both, brings us through the toughest times in life and helps to get more out of the enjoyable experiences which come our way. In today's episode, let's talk about how our emotional strength is just as important as working on physical recovery. Does the impact of harassment and intimidation, pain, suffering, unmet needs determine how we get through our struggles? Or how satisfaction is measured in good times? Counting on faith, courage, or determination to make it through whatever life throws your way? Come, explore the possibilities on the broadcast. Our approach today and with future topics on Talking About You with Estra is presented from a consumer's perspective, meaning we talk in terms of how a car accident impacts your life, starting from the daily routines that include the physical, emotional, and financial issues that arise from interactions with family, friends, and other individuals. It is your challenges that tell the story. We share car accident information and life experiences that follow from that initial car crash to dealing with medical, attorneys, insurance, and self-insured employer situation. This show really is about you. Esther knows firsthand your situation. She has dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. And we're also adding to the list Hartford Insurance Company. So relax, listen, and call in and talk. Your car accident experience matters. What is on your mind today regarding faith, courage, or both? What do you experience within when all of a sudden the unexpected happens? Are you able to regain your focus? If it's lost, can you reach down further within yourself and find additional strength to pull you through an unexpected event? What if problems roll in constantly? What if resources come to a screeching halt? What if you can't see to the end of the car accident tunnel? Is harassment and intimidation by insurance companies or self-insured employers making your life even more difficult? There is so much to consider. Many people do not realize it until they're in this situation when a car accident occurs. Before the collision, how prepared were you for an unexpected event such as this? At the scene of a car accident, it's hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure you gather all the documentation. Sometimes you're so shaken up, it's easy to forget. Or maybe there's something going on at the scene that distracts you. And that's why keeping a copy of my car accident book in your vehicle can make it easy to remember. And you're able to begin documenting right from the start. So when you begin getting questions or needing answers, you've written the information right there inside your book with plenty of writing space, yet small enough to carry with you, reducing information retrieval hassles. Author and host Esther is ready to share and hear your challenges in dealing with insurance companies and self-insured employers, or coping with everyday situations from being in a car accident. Your claim may be processed through your own insurance, the other drivers, or paid directly by you. With a car accident, depending on the severity, you can end up with so many different people that it becomes overwhelming, especially if you're not feeling well through most of the process, which can open you up to being taken advantage of financially, physically, and emotionally. That is why Estra is sharing her wisdom, knowledge, and support with you. So hopefully, if you run into these situations, you will be prepared, allowing for more concentration on personal recovery. Also on today's show, we will share tweets, blog articles, videos, and music, in addition to taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Listeners, I know it is difficult and it takes courage to share personal injury experiences, but it's very important to hear your story. Others need to know, and it can also be helpful in the healing process. So, I'm offering to the first caller a free copy of my latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, along with the first caller to share their own past or current faith or courage experience from a car accident or harassment by insurance companies or self-insured employers. So get ready to dial 718-766-4385. Someone injured just like you is waiting to hear your story. These two books will be personally signed by me. Also, you can order a copy of Car Accident by Estra right now, either the soft cover or ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay, Google, as well as all major bookstores. During the radio show, you can participate in the conversation at Facebook at www.facebook.com/estras.blogtips. Or to participate in the survey, email your responses to Estra's Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com. You can also send a tweet to at Estra's Radio Show. Survey results will be shared at the end of the show. Now, bring your conversation to Estra's Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Worried about holiday season? Is money tight? Having more pain than you've ever known? Can't figure out how you can participate in holiday events when not feeling well? Decide to make it enjoyable anyway. Participate less, but have more fun when you do, allowing for a restful recovery in between. Order a copy of Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by Estra to read while relaxing at home. Learning from first-hand experiences means a lot. Remember, being injured doesn't mean your life is over. The holidays are meant for you too. Happy holidays. Thank you for listening and being a part of today's show. Our topic is you and faith and or courage. In my opinion, using faith and or courage can bring a new dimension to life. making a difference on getting through the valleys or the mountaintops brought forth in this journey. When dealing with a car accident, life can become like a roller coaster of experiences. Just a quick mention of the shooting at the elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. The faith and our courage to get through this incident may seem insurmountable. We wish everyone going through this journey a renewed spirit of hope and courage, which helps to move you to a place of comfort and peace. Now, let's turn to personal injury in the news this week. The purpose of this section is to emphasize that every single day, someone's life has been changed due to a car accident. Being able to depend on insurance coverage of all types we pay premiums on is vital to the survival of many people who are injured and their families. From time to time, I will be stopping to take a moment to comment on certain sections of the article. This week's personal injury in the news comes from Newsplex, and the title is Car Crash Stalls Traffic Near Barracks Road Shopping Center. Quote, a car accident near the Barracks Road Shopping Center was causing traffic delays on Tuesday evening. Police say a woman was turning onto Barracks Road from Surrey Drive when she hit a sign and lost control of her vehicle. Her car then crossed over the median into westbound traffic, although it did not hit any other cars. The driver eventually hit a tree and her vehicle overturned. She has been taken to the University of Virginia Medical Center. Her identity and condition have not yet been released. End quote. The holiday season is a time when we can become preoccupied with many activities required during the day. This week, I have read several articles where people have driven off the road. So please be careful, focused, and safe out there. And now, I'd also like to play my own video of my car accident experience from a couple weeks ago once more. How would you like to wake up in the middle of the night with a police officer knocking at your door? You look out, you wonder what's going on, and then he tells you that your car is in the middle of the street, that somebody has hit it, and they're gone. They don't know who did it. The hit and run. The first thing is love your car, and you're devastated by it. This is my red floor skate. This is Esther. And as you can see, definitely a car accident. So this morning, I'm definitely experiencing the pain and suffering that I talk to others about every day. I really love this car. And I'm really distraught about having it look like this. So I've been hit in the rear in the car, I've been hit on the side, and now my car has been hit in the front. So, let's just say that it's been not that easy. So I never thought it would be my car that I would be showing on the show. But evidently, that's what's meant to be. So I guess we'll just take it from here and
follow my own advice, which actually I do pretty well most times. So, but if you're in a car accident, make sure that you have my book, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by Estra, in your car. It's available at all bookstores. So, oh, Jesus. Definitely a painful experience.
I'm glad to be getting a bit of distance from that accident. It really kind of threw me for a loop. But I'm also happy to report that Hartford Insurance has thus far dealt with my claim fairly and with respect and dignity. Fortunately, this claim should be wrapped up soon. And all it took was two sides working to do the right thing. An insurer making a reasonable offer, an insured just wanting to be treated fairly. Today's survey question for listeners is, does having faith and or courage help you through adversity? Email A for yes, B for no, C for not sure. Again, that's A for yes, B for no, C for not sure, to Estra's Radio Show at blocktalkradio.com. Stay tuned. We will be back with my commentary on faith and or courage after these messages. Are you worried about what's going to happen next? Got those insurance company blues? Don't let a car collision keep you confused. Talking about you with Estra tells it like it is. You'll find wisdom, knowledge, and support now. Isn't it time for us to talk to get the answers that you need? Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Get rid of those insurance company blues. You are back with Estra's Radio Show on Block Talk Radio. Now we're going to move into the commentary. Faith and or courage, in my opinion, are thrust to the forefront when dealing with circumstances of a car collision. Emotions run high, confusion steps in, all of a sudden either fear or courage grows within. Do you seek outside help? Or stay self-reliant? Are you vulnerable to insurance or self-insured employers because of a blind trust for them? Many options from my perspective stem from faith and or courage along with determination within. How do you view this situation? Was it your fault? Or the other drivers? Are they injured? Are you or they cited by the police? How much support is there at the scene? This initial interaction can set the stage for many situations for the future. On top of this, how are you being treated by your insurance or the other driver's insurance or your employer? Are you now worried about your life? Where you're going to go from here? If you're able to go back to work, and how financially stable you are. Do you even have medical insurance to take care of your needs? How high is your stress level going through all of this? Are you overwhelmed? Do you stop for just a moment, pray and seek guidance, or do you become outraged over the situation and decide that the path you will take going forward, or perhaps become determined to see this incident through to the end, not allowing delays, denials, intimidation, harassment by insurance companies or self-insured employers to stop a fair and equitable outcome, although their tactics can place you in a difficult position. From my perspective, depending on the knowledge we have about this process, our abilities to handle the car accident game that comes one's way, and our emotional strength to go through it, begins with what we have within, the courage, faith, and determination to get through it, to manage the possibilities, the injuries, the pain and suffering, lack of resources or support. It depends on what this incident has taken from you and what you need to get back. Only you can decide how to deal with the circumstances, deciding which options best fit your needs, because when it's said and done, regardless of what anyone else recommends, it will be you living with the consequences. So listen to the advice of others, but remember, no matter what scare tactic is used to get you to conform to someone else's ideas, the final decision will always be yours. There's a saying that I truly enjoy living by. Quote, it goes like this. I have to live with myself, and so I have to be fit for myself to know. Meaning, do your best, have no regrets, stay your course, and use your faith, courage, or determination to keep you going through a roller coaster like no other. And if you're having to deal with a car accident and it has a substantial claim, you're going to be on a roller coaster. Many of these players have been in a car accident game for years and will not always be able to outthink them. But you know, you don't have to, because if you know what you want and what's fair and equitable, yes, they will wait you out if possible until you have great, great, great grandchildren, because some lack integrity and self-respect. Greed is their only master. However, your life does not depend on them. Continue on the best you can. They are not your God, and if you made them so, you might want to reevaluate your choice. Start from where you are. Use other resources at your disposal, and if there aren't any or very few, do what you can. Will it be enough? Maybe, maybe not. But it's better than placing your life's hopes on an industry that would rather you suffer than do the right things. If not treated fairly, at the best opportunity, move on. Share your discoveries with others, so they don't get caught up in the same situation with the same insurance carrier or employer. There has to be companies who treat their customers with respect and dignity. And it's more important to tell others about them so more people can invest their money in those organizations. It's not about their commercials. It's about if they take care of you when you need them most, when injured or requiring car repair or replacement. It's really about you, not their bottom line. They don't have to be at the opposite ends of the spectrum. All we need is a little respect. There's enough for them and there is enough for the injured. So in summary, one's mindset is the framework of getting through a car accident. One's faith and courage, I don't know why I want to say courage, but it's courage, or both, to set the stage for how one will proceed through the process and its final impact. You cannot control what others may say or do, and in many cases are not necessarily accurate what they tell you. But you can decide and stay determined on your path through your faith, courage, along with determination. When we come back, we will actually start to go through a couple articles. So stay tuned. Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decisions on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So order it today. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. You are back with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Our feature article today is titled, Faith Gave Martin Luther King Jr. Courage and Determination, and it's by Adele M. Banks, Religion News Service. And you can find the article at www.crone.com. Quote, the late Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. has long been hailed as a civil rights leader, but religious studies professor Louis Baldwin said, one aspect of his life has often been overlooked, the role of prayer. In order to understand him, you must begin, I think, with the idea of King as a spiritual leader, said Baldwin, author of the recent book, Never to Leave Us Alone, The Prayer Life of Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King always made it clear that his civil rights and his political activities were an extension of his ministry. As the nation marks the 25th anniversary of Monday's federal holiday honoring King, the scholar who had spent a quarter century chronicling King's cultural influences has focused on King's prayer life. For King, personal prayer and public prayer were equally significant, the scholar said. Dr. King's personal devotional life was very, very important in giving him the courage, and the determination to fight for justice, said Baldwin, who teaches at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. King would take personal prayer retreats and shut himself into a hotel room or a pastor's study to pray, meditate, and plan his next sermon or civil rights activity. But public prayer was important to him also because he understood prayer in that context as a form of creative energy. I need to repeat that because I don't think a lot of people quite understand that. He said, but public prayer was important to him also because he understood prayer in that context as a form of creative energy, Baldwin said. It was a way of motivating, affirming, reaffirming, empowering people in the context of the struggle for equal rights. I need to repeat that because this is one of the most important sentences in this article. It was a way of motivating, affirming, reaffirming, empowering people in the context of the struggle for equal rights. He writes that prayer was King's secret weapon in the civil rights movement, a key to its success as people found the strength to continue. And that's what you'll have to do the strength to continue despite arrest and killing. King's prayer included a sense of perspective on the man and the movement he led. In 1957, sermon at his Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, he said one of his daily prayers was, "Help me, O God, to see that I am just a symbol of a movement." Others were personal as well as corporate. As we look within ourselves, we are confronted with the appalling fact that the history of our lives is the history of an eternal revolt against thee. He prayed in 1953's prayer broadcast from Atlanta Ebenezer Baptist Church. Prayer at mealtimes and before leaving for school was emphasized in King's childhood home, where he grew up the son and grandson of Baptist preachers. As a young married father, he continued prayer traditions when he was home with his family. King had what was perhaps the most transforming prayer experience in 1956. At midnight, he received a call from a racist who threatened to kill him and destroy his home. He retreated to his kitchen and over a cup of coffee, poured his heart out to God, Baldwin said. King later preached a sermon about the experience, saying he had a vision of God telling him to stand up for righteousness and assuring him that he would be with him always and he would have God as a companion. He felt from that point on that he was never really alone, said Baldwin, who named his book after King's experience. Baldwin, who heard King speak as a high school junior in Camden, Alabama, said King's praying and preaching were intertwined. You can't talk about his preaching without talking about his prayer life, because he engaged in prayer from the point of the preparation of a sermon, he said, end quote. I cannot imagine much more anyone could be subjected to in one's lifetime than Dr. King's experience. Yet he stayed the course of his dream, no matter the obstacles or the sacrifice. Still today, the faith, courage, along with the determination in this example is for anyone to follow, including people injured in a car accident and having to fight for justice in their insurance or self-insured employer's claim. In my opinion, the situation can be just as adversarial and unjust. So, when you're having to actually stand up and say, I deserve the benefits, I paid my premium, I'm injured, now I need you to do your part, sometimes means you have to take a strong stand. So use your faith and your courage or both to seek fair and just treatment regarding dealing with a car accident. The inner strength can keep you fighting for your rights. When we return, we'll look at one more article.
Your name, but I knew just who they meant.
wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon. It's time to take your call. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. If the lines are busy, keep trying. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. Thank you for listening to Estra's radio show on Block Talk Radio. The next item we're going to actually look at isn't an article, but it's a definition or synonyms from a thesaurus, which is thesaurus.com. And the two words we're going to actually take a look at is faith and courage. Courage is defined as boldness and braveness. Boldness and braveness. And that means to me, when a situation arises like a car accident, that you have to actually take bold steps and you have to be brave in the situation. And that's not always something that people recognize when they're constantly being manipulated at times or fear tactics are thrown at you. So you really have to make up your mind and say, you know, I'm going to have courage in my decision making, and I'm going to do what's best for me so that I end up where I need to be and not where someone else needs to be. The synonymous for courage, the words that really stand out, I'm not going to read all of them, but audacity, I like that, backbone, bravery, daring, dash, determination, endurance, fortitude, guts, nerve, power. I want to stop on the word power because I don't think sometimes we realize what that word really means in terms of us is the power. We don't want to give our power over to someone else. We don't want to give our power over to an employer. We don't want to give our power over to an insurance company. We don't actually want to give our power over to anyone. We want to give everyone respect. But the power that we have within is for us. And I personally believe that it's something that helps with our survival. When we give our power over to someone else that belongs to us, about us, to take care of us, then we tend to end up allowing people to take advantage of us in some way. Let me go on to the next word. Prowess. Resolution, spirit, spunk, tenacity, valor. So, think on those words and think what that means to you and how you want to proceed. I'm just going to say them really quickly one more time. The actual synonymous words are audacity, backbone, bravery, daring, determination, endurance, fortitude, guts, nerve, power, prowess, resolution, spirit, spunk, tenacity, valor. Make sure that you hold on to your courage. Faith is the next word we're going to look at. And I like the definition of faith because it says, trust in something. Trust in something. And the first thing you should always trust in is yourself. trust in yourself. It says trust in something. Trust in yourself. Believe in yourself. Because if you don't have that, then it makes it very difficult to negotiate anything in life, in my opinion, on your own behalf. So you have to be able to trust yourself and how you analytically come to a decision. And it doesn't necessarily have to be instantaneous. It doesn't mean that you don't have to have input from others, but it's about trusting in something. I would change that to trust in you. Now, the synonymous words for faith in this is acceptance, allegiance, assurance, belief, certainty, confidence, conviction. And I think that's a very great word for that. Credence, hope, loyalty, reliance, truth. Again, I want you to just think on those words and what do they really mean to you and how can you apply it not only to your life but to this situation. So I'm just going to read them again. Acceptance, allegiance, assurance, belief, certainty, confidence, conviction, hope, loyalty, reliance, truth. When we can get the way that our lives are working around some of those words, faith, hope, and determination, and you take those and you move forward in a way that you need to do with your life, not because of what someone else is laying out for you, not because it's what somebody else wants from you, but because it's the way that you need to go to make your life better. To help in your healing process of recovery, to help you be compensated for your injuries, to help you to be able to get through this next stage of your life of figuring out where you want to go, how you want to get there, what you need to get there. So we're going to just take one more quick break, and then we'll come back and take a look at the tweets of the week. And the blogger article when we return. Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decisions on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So order it today. I'm Estra, your host. Thanks so much for listening. The survey question for the day is, does having faith or courage help you through adversity? Email A for yes, B for no, C for not sure. Again, that's A for yes, B for no, C for not sure, or just yes, no, or not sure. Email it to Estra's Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com. And our tweet for the week comes from at Estra's Blog Tips. Quote, disability come into a body near you, yours, end quote. Most people are disabled at some point in their life. The compassion that you give to others may be something you need in return someday. So unfortunately, most people get a turn at going through a point of disability, which is usually not an easy process to go through. And we're also going to talk about the blog article of the week, and that's called Gaining Strength. And it reads as follows. By gaining strength to process information, storing new experiences, and generating lessons learned in a positive way, daily choices are easily pushed forward in a productive manner that invigorates your mornings, even with less than perfect health conditions, thus bringing out the most in your day. For example, here's a list of possible experiences encountered from harassment and intimidation, mind tricks, and conjunctions with chicken car games that generate physical reactions. And those are all things you can possibly experience through this car accident. Attempts to recreate past events to trigger post-traumatic episodes. Somebody might try to do that. Attempts to cause physical trauma by flashing your headlights in people's eyes who have migraines. Surrounding you like an ocean full of piranhas, nipping at any reachable body part. That's really the harassment and intimidation that you see a lot. Driving up and down your street at all times of the day or night, that's just to harass and intimidate you more. Coming to front door, pretending to sell items, or volunteering for a charitable organization. Excuse me. And you see that sometimes, and you know, you just have to be aware that harassment and intimidation can really go to the extremes when you've been in a car accident and you have a substantial claim. Having neighbors ask you for information to help their cause. Unbelievable. Let the games begin, as some people say. Sit or stand in front of you for 5 to 20 minutes at a time, whether you're in your home, whether you're in your car, wherever you are, it's just not acceptable. And you can add probably a million other things to this list that could happen during this car accident journey. Instead of being broken down, badgered, and bombarded from bullies, recognize it as a mean-spirited behavior that is not under your control. But what is under your control is a choice not to surrender to such atrocities. Can you imagine to gain quality life experiences surrounded by these negative events taking place daily? Is it possible? When observing their behavior, do not accept it as your own. Do not be a participant in choosing not to share your emotions with them. Of course, be proactive in protecting yourself by learning to use your knowledge. View them as perpetrators, but do not become their victim. You need not to react to their invites. Put up a sign of guest only in your mind. They have no reservation to join you at your table. As time goes on, the strength gained helps provide the options of waking up in the morning with optimism. Harassment and intimidation on a daily basis for an extended period of time, and that's even months or even years, is traumatic. And in my opinion, I'm adding this, it is abuse. And they should be held accountable for what they have done. Do not get caught up in past memories echoed by people who lack the class and temperament to be respectful of you or themselves. Nevertheless, by gaining strength, you have moved on in your search of a future with adventure and not comprehension. End quote. To me, I see faith, courage, and determination through that blog article. And that's what you need to carry with you every day, no matter what you're facing and no matter what happens. And every morning, start it anew. Start it anew. Do not be held back by anything of the day before. Build a future. You can send your comments on this article to estrasblog@gmail.com. We'll be right back. You can stay in touch with Estra through the week by going to Blogger at www.estras.blogspot.com or Twitter using at Estra's Radio Show or at Estra's Blog Tips. You'll also find me on Facebook. You can also send an email right here to Estra's Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com. Listeners, our time has gone by again so quickly today. I've really enjoyed you being here with us. Meet us back here next Saturday so we can continue our conversation. We want to extend a special thank you to Fabian Claudel, James Edwards, Cora Kaya, Solid Gold 374 with Donna Summers, and of course, InternetArchive.org, and the articles which make our time more interesting. Make sure to visit them at their websites. Their links are out posted on Facebook at estras.blogtips. Next week, you and Christmas. Can you believe that it's almost here? We have a show gift for you. So tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, talking about you with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen. Where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their cases should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed the Estra's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168, or email sunlight.publishing@gmail.com.